I have said that if it can be fixed with a hammer or duct tape or WD-40, I can probably do it. If it takes more than that, my wife, when we lived in Indiana years ago, threatened to put a sign in the front yard of the house that reads, "Bob Vila does not live here." And then I took a trip abroad and came back to the airport, and she met me at the airport and was holding a sign reading, "Bob Vila." So I'm sure some folks thought she was confused when she hugged me. But we are so blessed to be here, and the hospitality of your pastor and his wife, the fellowship we enjoyed yesterday, the opportunity to worship our Father's Son this morning, the lesson that was brought to us a little earlier, and I pray now that our God will be pleased to bless this declaration of the gospel of His Son, Jesus Christ. I invite your attention to Psalm number 32, the 32nd Psalm. And if God be pleased, we will consider the subject of Christ, my hiding place. Psalm 32, and in verse number 7, we find these words. "You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance." Selah. You know the story of Adam and his sin. The first man, God created him, perfect and upright, then made a garden for him, a perfect garden, ideal condition, an Eden here on earth. One commandment, and that was that you may partake of every tree in this garden except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's all you got to do. One commandment. Adam broke it. Adam sinned. And then Adam heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden. And Adam hid himself from God. Consider, Adam sinned, and then Adam hid himself from God. But when the saint sins, the saint hides himself in God. What a difference that is. Adam hid from God. I hide in God. The psalmist here said. He says in verse number 7, "I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to Jehovah, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters they shall not come near him." Notice, I acknowledge my sin, but I hide in you. You are my hiding place. "You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance." My text in verse 7 naturally divides itself into three divisions. Consider, point 1, you are my hiding place. Point 2, you shall preserve me from trouble. Point 3, you shall surround me with songs of deliverance. And then we will at the last consider that word Selah. Point 1, Christ is the believer's hiding place. And this is by virtue of them being hidden in Jehovah. Some may say, "Now preacher, the text says that Jehovah is my hiding place." That is correct. You say Christ is your hiding place. That is correct.
Amen.
How many hiding places do you have? Only one.
Yeah, that's right.
Only one. Some may object. But here we find that Jehovah is my hiding place. The psalmist said so. And Jesus Christ's name is Jehovah, is it not? Did not Jehovah say that when I send him, this is the name by which you shall call him? Jehovah, our righteousness. That's his name. What is Jesus Christ's name? It is Jehovah, our righteousness. He is Jehovah. He is our righteousness. And so some will say, now, well, I can see where you say that you hide in Jehovah, but how can you say that you hide in Jesus Christ? I mean, Jehovah is God. Jesus Christ is a man. Now, that's true. Jehovah also said in Isaiah chapter 32, verse 2, that a man shall be a hiding place. Now, Jehovah said that. A man shall be a hiding place. Well, now, some folks are just going to be really confused. You said Jehovah is your hiding place. That is correct. Now you say, a man is your hiding place. That is correct. Which is it? Is Jehovah your hiding place, or is a man your hiding place? Yes and yes.
Yeah.
And I have only one hiding place.
Yeah, that's right.
My hiding place is God manifested in the flesh. My hiding place is Jehovah, who came and appeared upon this earth, the divine word who was manifested among men, assumed human flesh, took on my nature. God manifested in the flesh. And in so doing, he became my hiding place. My hiding place is Jehovah, and my hiding place is the man, Christ Jesus. I am assured that we are in him who is true, in God's Son, Jesus Christ. I'm in him. I'm hiding in him. He's my refuge. I have run to him for refuge. I have found refuge in him. I am in him. We are in him who is true, in God's Son, Jesus Christ. This one is the true God and eternal life.
Amen.
He who is in Jesus Christ, the true God, is assured that you will also abide in the Son and in the Father. John, 1 John chapter 2, verse 24. When I abide in Jesus Christ, I abide in God the Father. The Son is in the Father, and the Father is in the Son. When I am in the Son, I am in the Father, and Jehovah Jesus Christ is my hiding place. Believers are assured that your life is hidden with Christ in God. Consider, hidden with Christ in God. My life is hidden in Christ, and Christ is hidden in God, and my hiding place is Jehovah and the man Christ Jesus. Christ is the hiding place, or Christ the hiding place is a refuge in a time of trouble. Consider what the psalmist said. You are my hiding place. And in the time of trouble, I will find refuge in you. You shall preserve me from trouble. What kind of trouble? A man will be as a hiding place from the wind and a cover from the tempest. Again, Isaiah 32, verse 2. A man shall be a hiding place from the wind, from the rain, from everything that assails man. Men seek refuge in times of storm in caves of the earth. It's a good place to get to. The wind's not going to whip around you like it does in the outside. The rain's not going to come in. The cloud does not enter the cave. I find a refuge in Jesus Christ when the winds of life are howling and when the storms of life are assailing and when the rains of men have come upon me. In Christ, I find a refuge. A time of trouble. And there are many of these times of trouble. We perhaps meet with them about every day. Jesus Christ is a constant refuge. Whenever you find a time of trouble, seek refuge in Him. Seek refuge nowhere else. This refuge is in Christ alone. Furthermore, Christ, the hiding place, is also called a secret place. It's interesting that the Hebrew word here translated hiding place is sometimes translated secret place. Now, what is a secret place? It is a secret known only by God and revealed to Him, to His people, or by Him to His people, so that they may find refuge in it. He knows where it is. He made this secret place. It is a secret place and no one can find it. When the pioneers began to move out west and they were moving into the land of people that were hostile to them, and oftentimes they built their houses with a secret place. Sometimes that looked like an ordinary floor, but if you knew the configuration of the boards, you might realize you could pull a few of them up and there was a hatchway down into the basement and no one knew. Or there may be a false wall. And between two rooms, there may be a secret chamber and a secret door into it. It may be only a couple of feet wide. And people looking for the occupants of the house may walk across those boards and never know that the people they seek are hiding down underneath the boards. They may walk into the rooms, walk into every one of those rooms, and not even know that the people are just inches away from them in a secret place. And so it is with God as He protects His people. The enemy of God's people comes looking for them and sometimes walks right by them and does not recognize that's where they are. Walks right over the place where they are and does not know it, cannot perceive. It's a secret place. We delight in this secret place. He gives it to us. Our God gives us a secret place. And the enemy might even walk right up to it and not know it is there. He shall hide me in a secret place. Repeatedly we're told so. Psalm 91 verse 1, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The secret place. I'm in there and His shadow is over me. And it's all dark around me. The enemy comes right up to the place and the darkness conceals me from them. The shadow of the Almighty above me. Psalm 27 verse 5 says, In the time of trouble, in the secret place of His tabernacle, He shall hide me. His tabernacle. When the Lord told His people Israel to worship Him in the wilderness, He gave to them the tabernacle. The tabernacle had two rooms divided by a curtain. Any Israelite could walk into the courtyard of the tabernacle where was the altar. Only the priest could walk through the veil into the first room of the tabernacle. He could change the bread, light the lamps, ascertain that the incense altar has the incense in it. But beyond the second veil, no one could enter except the high priest of the people, and only he could do it on a certain day of the year, and it was in a most stringent manner. And yet, I'm told that I can find refuge in that place. Every one of God's children can find refuge in that place. In Daniel chapter 9, we are told that Jesus Christ is the most holy place. We're also told that in this most holy place, every child of God is a priest, and every priest of God can go into it. And in that place, in the most holy place where God's presence itself dwells, I'm safe. I'm safe. It's a secret place. The enemy cannot find me therein because they know not how to get into the most holy place. We read in Psalm 31 verse 20 that you, Jehovah, shall hide them in the secret place of your presence from the plots of men. What is the secret place of His presence? Well, what is His presence? His presence is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is called the angel of Jehovah's presence, Isaiah chapter 63. Furthermore, his very name, Emmanuel, means with us is God. If he's with us, God is with us. God's presence is with us. Where God's presence is a secret place, and we are safe therein. Christ, the hiding place, was typified by the cities of refuge in Deuteronomy chapter 19. The cities of refuge. When the Lord brought the children of Israel into the out of the wilderness and into the promised land, he gave them six cities of refuge. Three on the east bank of the Jordan, three on the west bank of the Jordan, two in the north and two in the south and two in the center, equidistant from each other, and every man, every Israelite was close to a city of refuge, situated in the land. And they were fixed there so that the unintentional manslayer might find refuge from the avenger of blood. And if he has committed manslaughter, but it was unintentional, the Lord said, you flee to that city of refuge. If you can get there before the avenger of blood catches up with you, you're safe. You're safe. It's a hiding place. It is a hiding place. The road to that city of refuge had to be kept clear of obstacles. No one was to be impeded or obstructed in his way to that place of refuge. And so it is with Jesus Christ. He is our city of refuge. He is our hiding place. He is that place where God protects his people. He's near to people, whether they be in the east or in the west, whether they be in the north or in the south or in the center. Matters not where they are. He's near enough. He's near enough. But oh, my friend, we all have that avenger of blood coming after us. God's divine justice is coming after us. God's wrath is coming after us. We need to flee to that city of refuge. The way to that city has no obstacles except any you put in front of yourself. Put none there. Put none there. Flee to the city. That avenger of blood may be coming through that door this very moment looking for someone. Maybe walking up and down the aisles where we are right now looking for someone. If you're that one, you better flee to Christ right now. Flee to Christ. He's a hiding place. He's the only one that will avail. Christ, the hiding place, was also typified by the Ark of Noah in Genesis chapter 6, 7, 8, and 9. The whole world was wicked. God looked down from heaven and there was not a just man on the whole earth. And Noah found grace.
Amen.
Noah found grace.
There you go.
Didn't find merit.
Yeah.
God found no merit in him. God found nothing good in Noah. He was as wicked as the rest of them. But Noah found grace. Lord said, I'm going to destroy this world. Noah, build an ark. I'm going to spare you and your wife, your three sons and their wives. I'm going to spare two of each of every animal. Now prepare the ark. Well, Noah had only the rough tools that he himself could make. It took quite some time to do it, and he evidently preached every day. And they mocked him. It had never rained. And here's Noah telling them that it's going to rain one of these days. The Lord's going to destroy this world by water. And they laughed him to scorn. He finished that ark, that one that was big enough to house him as a hiding place for him and his family and the animals that God would give to him. He covered it completely with pitch. It was now watertight. And God said, get in. And Noah did. Noah did. He got into the ark, and God shut the ark. Noah was now in a hiding place. Noah was now in a secret place, and no one else could find it. God said to the clouds and the heavens, pour out every drop you got and destroy the earth. God said to the fountains of the deep, empty your contents and destroy the earth. And the clouds rained down God's wrath from above, and the fountains caused God's wrath to spring from below, and the earth was covered. And you could hear the cries and the wails of all the wicked around that ark. Save us, save us. And God shut his ears. Inside that ark, they're saying, hallelujah, we are hidden. Amen. We are hidden. We have found a hiding place. Amen. Not one drop of God's wrath came into that ark to hurt anyone. No one. No one was hurt inside that ark. No one drowned. No one even got drenched by God's wrath. They were in a hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. This is what God does to those who are in his hiding place. He preserves them. I have set before you this morning Jesus Christ, a hiding place. A hiding place in which, in whom you can hide when you've sinned against God. You can hide in him. You can hide in him. He will hide you just as David was hidden from Saul in a cave, and Saul was within just about a hand's reach from him and did not know David was there. God hid him. You can be hidden just as Noah was hidden in that ark. You can be hidden just like the Avenger of Blood could be hidden in the city of refuge. You can find refuge, but it is in Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ alone. Some say we won't have it. We think we can make our own refuge, and so they make what the scriptures call a refuge of lies. Hear the word of Jehovah, you scornful men. You who have said, when the overflowing scourge passes through, it will not come to us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood we have hidden ourselves. Therefore, thus says Adonai Jehovah, the hail will sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters will overflow the hiding place. Amen. That's any hiding place other than Jesus Christ. Amen. Some are hiding in their church. God's going to sweep it away. Some are hiding in their doctrine. God's going to sweep it away. Some are hiding in their free will. God's going to sweep it away. Some are hiding in their works of righteousness. God will sweep them away. Some will hide in this and that and the other, because men make every kind of refuge they can in order to come to Christ, the only refuge. And God says, I'll sweep every one of them away. Every one of them away. Do not be in such a refuge as that when the day of God's wrath comes. He'll sweep it away. But just as the waters that destroyed the wicked caused the ark to float, so do the waters of God's wrath when he sends it upon the earth cause his people to be saved. Floats them away in safety, and they never know harm. That's my first point. My next two points are short. Second point, all in Christ the hiding place are preserved from trouble. Here it is. Here it is. You shall preserve me from trouble. What kind of trouble? Have you noticed the kinds of troubles I have already described for you? He will hide me from God's justice pursuing me because of my sins. God's wrath that will destroy the wicked. Every time of trouble, plots of men, and the strife of tongues, and the storms of life. Every kind of trouble you can imagine. Amen. I'm safe. Amen. I'm safe. I am in Christ. I am in Christ. He is my hiding place. And I am preserved and hidden in him. And I fear no trouble. I fear no man. I'm preserved in him. I am told that he shall set me high upon a rock. And this rock is impregnable because it is Jesus Christ. I will say he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust, my hiding place. Now that's my hiding place. I'm safe, folks. I'm safe. Well, we'll kill you. You can't. I have everlasting life.
Amen.
You can kill my body, but that's not me. That's not me. We'll destroy you. You can't. To destroy me, you've got to get into my hiding place, and you do not have the key, and you do not even know where it is. It's a secret place. Folks, we're safe in Christ. In Christ, we are safe. We are safe nowhere else except in Christ. You shall preserve me from trouble. And third and final point, all in Christ, the hiding place, are surrounded with songs of deliverance by Jehovah.
Amen.
Think about it. In Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, we read that Jehovah assures his people that I will rejoice over you with singing. Do you realize that we have the only God who sings?
Yeah.
The only God who sings. The only God who can sing.
There you go.
Yeah. Can an idol sing? He's got a mouth, but it cannot sing. Cannot sing. Cannot garble words. Cannot moan. Cannot mutter. Can do nothing with its mouth. My God opens his mouth and sings. Sing. What does he sing? Songs of deliverance.
Amen.
Songs of deliverance. He shall surround me with songs of deliverance. We sing these hymns of deliverance. God gives them to us. And as we lift our voices in praise to our hiding place, he lifts his voice to say, I will keep you. I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake. When you walk through the fire, I will be with you. Your garments will not be consumed, and the smoke will not leave its scent upon you. When you go through the deep waters, I will be with you. They shall not overflow you. When you come to old age and you can no longer walk, I'll pick you up and carry you. You're hidden in me. You're safe. I will deliver you. Friend, that is my hiding place. My hiding place. Is it yours? In the day of trouble, where are you hiding? Flee to Christ. If you've never done it, do it right now. Flee to Christ, and then you can say, you are my hiding place. You will preserve me from trouble. You will surround me with songs of deliverance.